Toyota was the first to go big on hybrid cars. They pioneered the clean car movement with the Prius. But when the world shifted to electric vehicles, Toyota kept building hybrids? What gives? Wasn't the world supposed to be going all in on electric vehicles? And yet, what Toyota was doing made sense. It made all the sense in the world. This video is sponsored by Toyota. Last year, I made a video exploring why Toyota was taking things slow in the EV race and why that might actually be a smart move. After seeing it, Toyota reached out, not to promote a specific vehicle, but to go deeper. They wanted to explore how the landscape has changed, why they doubled down on hybrids, and how that choice fits into their broader human-first philosophy, building tech not for trendiness, but to solve real-world problems. Let's dive in. Things used to be very, very different. Instead of being the one behind the bandwagon, Toyota was the one pulling it.
There's a change happening. It begins with Prius, Toyota's revolutionary hybrid vehicle. Transportation is finally evolving.
A quarter century ago, Toyota made a huge leap forward with the Prius, the first mass-produced hybrid vehicle. It had an electric combustion engine, but also an electric drive, using both electricity and gas to maximize efficiency, and effortlessly breeze by the gas pump. Toyota didn't technically invent the hybrid, but they were the pioneers able to produce the technology on a massive scale. It was a breakthrough. What made it work wasn't just the tech, it was the accessibility. Toyota wasn't trying to create a luxury innovation or win headlines. They wanted a system that regular people could trust. That focus on scale and reliability, not hype, shaped how they've approached clean mobility ever since. Though sometimes being a first mover means you're the first loser. You spend lots and lots of money on R&D, weather the slow adoption, and then lose when other companies push their copies into the mass market. So, what about Toyota? Hybrids took a few years to take off, but when they did, it was all the Prius. In 2004, a total of 84,000 hybrids were sold in the US. 53,000 of them were the Prius. Then, the next year, the total leapt to 205,000, and yet still, over half of those total sales were the Prius alone. That trend of dominance continued for well over a decade, with the uniquely egg-shaped Prius seemingly everywhere. By the time other companies really started to compete, the Prius was so common and so well known, it became synonymous with the term hybrid. Even as Prius sales began to slow down almost two decades later, Toyota was losing ground to Toyota. By 2019, virtually every Toyota model you could buy had a hybrid option, from the Camry sedan to the RAV4. So why was Toyota so dominant in hybrids for so long? New technologies can be risky for consumers, but Toyota had built up a reputation for reliability, which will become important later in the story. But that's only part of the reason. For one, the heart of these machines was the hybrid synergy drive technology, which let the engine and motors blend power seamlessly, and also protected by patents. In order to produce hybrids without spending billions in R&D, some automakers paid Toyota for licenses to the technology, but it was still a big royalty cost. This kept many brands at bay from scaling too fast and left Toyota as the undisputed hybrid leader. But things didn't stay that way. Toyota's iron grip slowly eroded as competitors broke into the hybrid market. By the late 2010s, other automakers were starting to gain ground with competitive hybrid models of their own. From dropping costs to expiring patents, the market was opening up. But then, the market did something strange. In 2018, Toyota had a 9% global market share of hybrids. In 2024, it jumped to 37%. How? What happened in these few years? Well, many legacy automakers became sidetracked. For a long time, the move towards cleaner vehicles had been inevitable, or at least away from fossil fuels. Other automakers saw hybrids as just a stepping stone. All the while, Toyota continued to improve its hybrids, making them more efficient and more accessible. For Toyota, hybrids weren't a placeholder. They were, and still are, a core solution for reducing emissions, while keeping cars affordable and usable worldwide and a part of a multi-pathway strategy to provide choices for customers of all walks of life. From others' perspectives, once it became clear that electric vehicles could deliver explosive growth, legacy car makers jumped in headfirst to chase that same trajectory. Several major automakers committed to selling only EVs by 2030. Companies were throwing piles of money at electric cars, battery production, research, all kinds of manufacturing, anything and everything. It almost felt like an arms race to see who could build the biggest EV factory and dominate the fastest. But were EVs what was really best for the customer? Did it meet their varying needs, and had enough been done to ease their minds? Despite strong government support, there were still charging deserts, places where a lot of people lived but had no access to charging at home. And while there were more options for customers to purchase an EV, there were not a lot of affordable options. More incentives were added, and a larger number of battery EVs were being sold. The EV market did explode for a while, but demand didn't continue like everyone hoped. By 2024, it was clear that the EV gold rush was beginning to slow. Tide shifted, the speculation of where the market was heading came back down to earth. Despite rising numbers in sales, losses were piling up. Spending was slashed, EV production targets were quietly walked back, and tire models were scrapped before launch. The promise of a fully electric automobile market by 2030 quietly pushed those goals out. A few still held firm on their original targets, but with losses mounting, the tension was building. Meanwhile, startups were collapsing left and right. Companies that once made headlines for disrupting the car industry ended up folding under the weight of production costs, infrastructure gaps, and weak demand, the reality of fragile capital markets. At the same time, one thing never really changed. EVs were still expensive. The price gap between electric and gas-powered cars hadn't closed the way people expected, so buyers started looking elsewhere, and hybrids quietly slipped back into the mainstream. What used to be seen as a compromise suddenly felt like a smart middle ground. This isn't an EVs are bad story. Far from it. Electric vehicles are amazing for the right person in the right place. But it's clear they aren't going to fix all of our problems and aren't for everyone. Some governments that heavily pushed EVs began to backpedal, which raised the effective price of EVs. With softening EV demand and Toyota's hybrid sales continuing to grow, that brings us back to a looming question. Did Toyota see this coming? If Toyota was so early with hybrids, why were they so far behind with EVs? Surely, they had the technology and a head start. Well, let's delve a little deeper. Toyota is a methodical company. Rather than rush into the next big thing, Toyota took a deep breath and listened to its customers. Toyota was in the news for insisting that hybrids were a more appropriate focus. One might think, of course they'd say that, they own the hybrid market. But their rationale does make sense. Hybrids reduce emissions by 30%, individually a lot less than an EV depending on how the electricity is generated. But on the macro scale, the tables seem to turn. Think about it this way. If each hybrid cuts emissions by around 30% and you had enough battery material for one EV or 20 hybrids, those hybrids could collectively reduce far more total emissions and fuel use than one EV. This is because batteries use lithium, and smaller batteries in hybrids mean more cars. It's an extremely compelling reason for hybrids, but there's more. If you live in urban America, EVs typically struggle from a lack of access to charging stations. You also have to deal with stations not working. Hybrids, however, still work well, even in areas where there is no easy access to public charging. The conundrum can be summarized in a response to EV-only policies. Toyota's current chairman and a grandson of Toyota's founder, Akio Toyoda, said, "Because the right answer is still unclear, we shouldn't limit ourselves to just one option." While it may seem like incredible foresight given what happened, especially compared to automakers who are still committed to removing all internal combustion cars, it was really about listening to the customer, even when the customer might seem silent. Toyota elaborated, "The silent majority is wondering whether EVs are really okay to have as a single option, but they think it's the trend, so they can't speak out loudly." Clearly, customers had different opinions than what was being popularized in the press. And even if they didn't say it out loud, their pocketbooks were speaking. Though it may have looked like hesitation, it was clear that by waiting and watching, a move that doesn't always look innovative over time showed that it can be the most forward-thinking move of all. While Toyota's focus was on hybrids, they kept an eye on other technologies and continued developing vehicles with them, like battery EVs and hydrogen. Toyota's well-stated belief that no single technology will solve climate change for everyone was rooted in a global understanding that different regions face different challenges. While some technologies like hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicles haven't taken off the same way EVs or hybrids have, Toyota's interest in them as potential solutions based on customers' needs shows they've never been all in on a single bet. Instead, their philosophy has always been to prepare and offer a lineup of options to meet different needs in different places with a long-term view of what really works. And these efforts are actually paying off. Even with the slowdown of EVs, you might think hybrids are starting to leave the market as EVs grow. But in reality, the opposite has happened. Hybrid sales in 2023 leapt to almost 1.2 million sales in the US, up 53% from 2022. Globally, that number is over 4 million. Hybrids are even growing more than EVs. The more modern plug-in hybrids are growing too. The electricity battery market is growing massively, but people often attribute that to EVs. But in reality, it's the hybrids doing the heavy lifting. Even with EV sales growing, they're still quite niche. That brings us back to Toyota. The hybrid share of Toyota's global sales jumped from 9% in 2018 to 37% by mid-2024. By the end of 2024, it had surpassed 40%, an unbelievable jump. While competitors spent all their money on EVs, Toyota relentlessly worked on their hybrids and moved into the gaps left by others. Over just the past year, Toyota has made quiet but important upgrades to its hybrid lineup. They improved battery technology, improving performance by 10% and fuel economy by 20%. Those same vehicles saw jumps in horsepower and enhancements in aerodynamics and other things that made them more fun to drive and more appealing to customers. While legacy companies were looking to the far future, Toyota was working to solve customer problems today. Many people were ready to leave combustion engines, but not willing to jump to EVs. Hybrids are a middle ground solution, one that still helps reduce carbon dioxide emissions, and they are bound to stick around much longer than people expected. Now, Toyota looks like it may have been right all along, relying on its patience and listening to the customer's voice. For a company that's supposedly slow to EVs, they sure are doing well to listen to their customers. Everyone leaving the hybrid market behind allowed Toyota to dominate, and now they hold the hybrid market with an iron grip. There's so much growing demand for hybrids that suppliers can't keep up. Now, legacy companies are beginning to turn back to hybrids. Many legacy automakers saw hybrids as the stepping stone to EVs, but Toyota saw it as part of the lineup alongside EVs. The current CEO, Koji Sato, said, "In the next few years, we will expand our lineup in the important battery electric category, but there is no doubt hybrids remain a core pillar for us." Maybe now is the time for Toyota to really enter the EV race. They moved first to hybrids and were a first winner, but with EVs, they avoided the massive losses and investments that currently burden other automakers. Perhaps they'll produce more EVs soon, but one thing is clear for Toyota: slow and steady wins the race. They didn't chase the future, they built toward it piece by piece, and now the rest of the world is coming to the same realization. To learn more about Toyota's approach to electrification, from hybrids to hydrogen and beyond, check out the link below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.